From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama apologizes for the accidental U.S. attack on an Afghan hospital. President Obama Wednesday called the head of Doctors Without Borders, Joanne Liu, to apologize for the accidental U.S. bombing of its hospital in the embattled Afghan city Kunduz Saturday that killed 22 people. White House spokesman Josh Earnest was asked if the president discussed an independent probe of the bombing as put forth by the medical group.
Well, I won't get into the details of what they discussed, but the president did reiterate his commitment. This is a commitment that we've offered up publicly, that the Department of Defense would conduct a transparent, thorough, and objective investigation. You've heard the president say, the United States, when we make a mistake, we're honest about it, we own up to it, we apologize where necessary, and we implement the kinds of changes that make it less likely that those kinds of mistakes will occur in the future.
Mr. Obama also called Afghan President Ashraf Ghani to voice his condolences for the innocent loss of life and commend Afghan forces for their bravery in the fight against the Taliban for control of Kunduz. Meanwhile, Doctors Without Borders Executive Director Jason Cohn dismissed previous claims that Taliban fighters were engaged in combat on hospital grounds.
None of our staff has reported to us that there was any fighting inside the compound. They reported that it was quiet before the strikes. That's what we have. That's why we need this independent investigation. And it's on the burden of the United States and other forces to substantiate those claims. And we think the best way to do that is with an impartial investigative body.
The group said the bombing could be considered a war crime. At least one UN peacekeeper killed, another wounded, when gunmen opened fire on a UN convoy north of the Central African Republic capital, Bangui, Tuesday. The dead soldier identified as from Burundi, serving with the UN MINUSCA force. This is VOA News.